Father, you are not a stranger to life. You are not a stranger to the ups and downs of life, to the difficulties, to the needs that are here on earth. You must look and be so saddened sometimes, but you also look and know what it feels like because you've lived here. You've given up that glory of heaven to come and live and be how we live and be. We thank you so much for that. Thank you that you're not a far off God that has no way of understanding us, but that you know what it is to be scorned. You know what it is to be broken. You know what it is to have to face something that you're not looking forward to. And for us, it might be an interview or a certain appointment, but for you, it was facing death. So thank you so much that you've gone before us. And for each person here and the journey that they're on, Lord, be with them. Guide them now. Show them what you would have to say to them, to lead them through this next week, this next month, this next year. Give them that hope set before them, as you talk about in Hebrews, so that we can keep our eyes fixed on that hope and know where we're going and know the glory that is set before us, just as it was set before you. So, Father, because of everything that you've done for us, we worship you. We thank you from the bottom of our hearts. We praise your name. Amen. Mm-hmm.